today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what kind of family holiday traditions do you have?
Oh, you know, the normal stuff. Bake cookies, put up a wreath, go caroling. What about you?
That's easy. We get in the hot tub. Hey, how's the holiday season going for you, Patrick?
It's going pretty good, Jim.
Get your shopping done?
Yeah, all done.
All done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know me. I make all my gifts in my workshop, so everybody gets something handcrafted.
So, I know you're excited about this. Mm-hmm. I have your gift.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because I know that's something you need, right?
Yeah.
A new car.
Oh, fantastic. I do need a new car. What kind is it?
It's a Camaro.
Sweet.
So, there you go. Enjoy that.
I couldn't
have
asked for anything more.
Okay. Enjoy that. So,
yeah.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're doing holiday songs this week, like mm-hmm. a little song of the day kind of thing. Just one song. We ask listeners to suggest songs, you know, so you're going to hear that.
Yep.
And let's go to the next call.
Okay.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You guys put out a call for our favorite holiday songs. And, you know, it's that time of year, not a day past Halloween. And I think my local Mega Mart is hawking all of their Christmas wares. My wife and daughter are watching basically the same holiday movie 80 nights in a row on the Hallmark Channel, and my Sirius XM radio now has 57 channels of holiday music. I have a rule to only listen to Christmas music the week before Christmas, and my favorite Christmas song has to be Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto. Nothing beats the funky beats of James Brown at the holidays. Happy holidays to you guys, and I'll keep on listening every day. Thanks.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something fruity for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it.
Great stuff. You might as well just have that on all holiday season, right? James Brown Christmas. One thing I think is funny in the song is that he says to Santa, like, tell him James Brown sent you.
Yeah.
So, like, James Brown is bigger than Santa, right?
That's right. They know each other. They were hanging out earlier in the
That's
year.
Right.
Yeah. You'll see mothers and soul brothers.
Yes. But as great as it is, and it's sort of a happy song, there's also kind of like a sad undercurrent to that song.
Certainly
too,
there is.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's, mm-hmm. you know, sort of James Brown's, one of his trademarks, right?
Yeah.
Is that he's actually, you know, singing about something that is kind of serious too, which is
pretty
that
damn
idea
real.
Of, you know,
yeah.
right, that not every kid gets something from Santa Claus
right.
every year.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. You know, maybe spend a little less time in certain areas and go straight to the ghetto, get some of those good toys in there first.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Jim, this song reminds me of a specific thing. I have several Christmas C90 cassettes that are filled on both sides with Christmas songs. And I have one specifically that was just basically soul music, some jazz, and some Motown Christmas, you know, all kind of a theme. And when my kids were littler, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe, Dad, are you going to play that tape all day at Christmas? And then when they got to be a little older, maybe like middle school, it suddenly became, Dad, you're not playing the music. Come on, you
right.
got to play the music. It's a tradition. Like, why haven't you turned it on yet? Where's that tape with the James Brown and the Motown stuff? Like, start
funny.
With that one, right? Yeah. So they suffered when they were little. Like, or they complained about it, but now it's like a big holiday tradition. Dad, you got to play that tape first, or do you have that CD?
That's so, nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
It's kind of cool.
In a similar way, my wife has some Christmas albums from when she was a kid, like her parents' like Christmas albums up in our collection. Uh-huh. And every year she gets those out and plays them, and it reminds her of being a kid and listening to that music. There's obviously something about the holiday season, of course, that speaks to our need for family and family ties. And then the music brings back those memories. That's sort of the best way that holiday music
can
be part of your life.
Right? And after my wife Sheila slugs down a few eggnogs, she will absolutely take off my music and put on Johnny Mathis's Christmas album, because that's hers too. That she connects with.
But I will also,
and that's a good record, though. You got to admit, it's pretty awesome.
It is a good record. Well, and the other thing I was going to say is I think there's two genres of music that I think really lend themselves to Christmas music. And one actually is soul. I think soul music is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then the other one would be like sort of jazz, big band, swing kind of stuff, right?
Totally. There's some great
Christmas
ones.
Style, that's really good stuff. So.
Yeah, there's a Stax Christmas album that's pretty awesome. There's a lot if you go and look. And I would encourage people, too, to go on the streaming services, because you can actually find a lot of really interesting stuff when you start digging. Yeah, for holiday music on Spotify and Apple Music, you can find a lot of hidden gems that are just out there for the taking. I mean, you're paying for it.
We'll start with James Brown.
There
Do that. You cannot go wrong.
No, you cannot.
Okay. Please listen to our show, Rockin' the Suburbs, the holiday season and other, because we are putting these out
every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. That's right. Please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. That's really important. That would be a nice gift to us.
We would appreciate that.
Also, subscribe. Tell a friend. You know, I think word of mouth is underrated, but it is true. If you know somebody else who would like this show, please tell them about it.
Give the gift of a great podcast.
There you go.
I'm all over that.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
And then also, you can correspond with us. Tell us about holiday music or other. Call 612-440-1984. Or email us rock@suburbspod.com. Or hit us up on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those @suburbspod. I think that's about it. We're going to do more holiday music all this week.
I can't wait.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs. So, Santa Claus. Tell him James Brown sent you.
Do you ever use Apple Notes, the Apple Notes program on your computer? I started one on September 29th at 8:03 a.m. and all it says is death to false metal. I wrote nothing else.